but just before I hit the ground,
I woke up.
All right. Yeah. Now, if you bring your foot down real heavy on the floor like this, you say you were doing what? You were
knocking on the floor.
Yeah, or
stomping harder on the floor.
Okay.
I tell you what I did dream. I used to dream. I haven't dreamed in a long time. I dreamed that I'd be up on top of a house, trees all around, and thought to myself, find the one I'm going to get down. And then I thought to myself, oh yeah, I'd just fly down. I'd get down and I'd fly. I'd fly over to people like that, not hauling, and boy, that's the easiest sailing thing I ever had in my life. And I'd haul and they'd be looking at me, and I'd just fly all around there. The best feeling I ever had in my life. It's been a long, long time since I dreamed that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful feel to feel like you're flying, isn't it?
I'd be up on top of the house, thought to myself, how'd they get here? And I'd just talk off and read. I tell you, that's the best feeling and dreaming I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of quite a feeling.
Did you ever dream that?
I used to dream that I flew, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, boy, that's a good feeling.
Okay. Now, to get a boat up on land, you take a hold of a rope and you
pull it up.
Okay, and then to get it back out in the water, you take it and you
push it out.
Okay. If a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he says, May I
take you home?
Okay. All right. If you carry something a long way, you say, man, I just
give up. My shoulder's giving out.
Okay, but did you ever have one other word for it? You say, I lugged it, or I...
Oh, yeah, you...
Put that bag on my shoulder, and I
lugged it all the way.
Okay, all right. Now, if a child's getting near a hot stove, you might say to her, you might say, that stove is very hot, so...
Stay away from it.
Okay, speaking, you didn't want them to touch it, you say... You didn't want them to touch the stove, you might say...
Don't put your hand on that. Don't touch it. It's hot.
All right.
Speaking about that carrying something a long way, it reminds me of a fellow when an Irishman went to his store with a... He had a quarter of a hog, you know, and he brought it down to... He put it down and said, Pat McGee says, that's heavy. He says, what talking about heavy? It didn't weigh but 25 pounds. He said, yeah, but it wasn't heavy when I left home. He said, you let it stay on there a while. It wasn't left when I got left home, but when I got here, it was heavy. You let it stay on that scale a while. It was way more.
Okay. Now, if you needed a hammer, you might say to somebody,
well, do you know what my hammer is, or go get me a hammer?
Okay. Or go, brick, go, you ever say, If you knew where it was, you say to somebody, you say to a kid, you're sitting out there, run,
get my hammer.
Okay. Now at the end of a football field, what'd you call those big things that would stand up at the end of the field? You call them the what?
The goal.
Okay. You might go out and take a ball, and you'd throw the ball, and you'd ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. You might say, I threw the ball, and
he caught it.
Alright. I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
Alright. Now, if you and I go to town, and I might say, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Okay. Now say, you're talking, you punish a child or you punish somebody that's working underneath you. He comes up to you and says, I'll be good if you'll just give me another